Bob, 563 is the sample.
Copy, 563.
Over here to the... Are you ready?
Over.
Are you ready for this? I'm not sure I am, but go ahead. Go, roll! Look, I would roll on this slope, why don't you? 5-6 gravity that's missing. Hey, I bet you they would like, if I didn't step on it, trample out of the bottom of that thing. Yep. These others all look, you're right, Jack, they look like what we've been sampling. And they're all pretty well mantled, except the one you got up there. There's one more piece I see in the side of that crater that may not be. Bag 545 will be soil from under that anorthosite boulder. Bob, the only thing that bothers me about that boulder being subfloor, sculptured hills, is that it's glass coated.
Copy that.
It may have been thrown in here by an impact. Oh, you're here. Well, let's sample it and then roll it down.
Well, okay, I never would have moved it if I thought you were coming up.
Well, I wasn't coming up, but I looked at some of those others. There's only one more.
Okay.
Well, I got it documented up in place. I think that's the side that was down. Let me roll it over. Let me get a piece of that side since it was underneath, and we'll roll it over and get a piece of the other side.
Good thinking. Okay, yeah, let's do it again. Except I got dust all over it.
Well,
albedo. The downside picture's not going to mean much. Let me get this sample in your bag. Wait, that... I think we ought to change your bag because stuff's going to start flying out, but it won't stay closed.
Jack, after this one, there's one more in that crater. Maybe from that crater, but I don't know.
How's your hand for hammering? This will be easy.
The old hammer in hand.
This will be an easy one.
One inside.
Well, it's stained by the glass on coating.
Oh.
It's stained by that glass coating.
That's a pretty one inside.
Can you get that here? Take my hand. Thank you.
While I am, I'm going to chop another piece off right here.
Yeah, get more than that.
Piece right there. We got three pieces laying around. Let's get those before we lose them. Bag 564. Maybe.
Okay.
I got it. Oh, you already got them in the bag?
No.
Okay.
Copy, we copy 564 from the bottom of the boulder.
Sure, that's the bottom, huh?
Yeah, it's good. Mixed with local soil. I'm pretty sure. Let's turn it over. I think I'd recognize the top. Although it's got dust all over it now.
I gotta get one more swap off there. I don't want to steal this. Let me get another swap off there. I can get it.
Okay. Okay.
That's Gene Cernan hammering.
Well, I disagree. Do it this way. One time. That disappeared too? I probably went in orbit.
Yeah.
Boy, is that pretty inside. Woo! We haven't seen anything like this. I haven't. Unless you've been holding out on me.
No, this is a nice crystalline rock.
Okay, I see that one.
Where'd that one go?
That's a good one. I'll go get it with my tongs. That's okay. A good one. That one I worked too hard to get. Hey, I see how it makes boulder tracks. I just made one. It just skipped along. Made those little pothole craters as it went.
Hey, Houston, this is about a 50-50 mixture of what looks like mescalinite, or at least blue-gray plagioclase, and a very, let's say, a light yellow tan mineral, probably orthopyroxene. It's fairly coarsely crystalline.
Copy that.
Which bag do you want?
Okay, when you guys get done with that rock, we'd like to get to the rake sample, please, and that's probably just as well done by the rover as anyplace else. We don't seem to see anything worthwhile here doing besides that.
Yeah, okay, that went in the same bag, Bob, as the rest of the chips from the bottom. All the chips from the bottom are in 464.
Copy,
Hey, let me roll it over. Go ahead. Want to put it in?
Yeah. Oh, boy. By coarsely crystalline, it's, probably the average grain size will turn out to be about 3 or 4 millimeters. Maybe half a centimeter.
Oh, there's not.
I gotta get a couple pictures.
You gonna roll? Now, we really cutting that one messed up.
Yeah.
That's all right.
If you'd hold your scoop where that one came off, it'd help.
Yeah, I'm just going over
on
there.
On another side.
It's going over there.
This side is clear. That last one I took off.
Okay. Right there.
Okay, that's good. Let's move to Nomen. We won't roll it over on the Nomen.
Watch it. Oh, yeah, that other side is the one that was up. Well, I'm not sure now. Got so much dust on it. But
it's not going to roll down that hill unless we got it on edge.
No. Get it from up here.
Well, look at that glass on it. That's what you said, huh?
Yeah.
Well, which side was the glass on when you looked at it?
It's on all sides. It's on all sides.
17, there's probably not much point in spending a lot of time in here trying to decide which is the top. It's not big enough anyway, really, to worry about
the
top and bottom samples. They're radiologically significant.
Well, let's, if you don't want another sample, then we can go ahead.
Well, let me get the piece of glass.
Right up. Well, there it is.
Piece of the glass from it, Bob, is 546.
Okay, we copy 546.
Local soil.
And now we're ready for you guys
okay,
to rake, and I guess they suggest a crater rim if possible. Probably over there near the rover.
Okay, now you got a sample of this, of that big block down there, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't forget your Gnomon.
Woo!
Oh, boy. Bob, I'm on frame count 85.
Copy 85 for the commander.
Too bad I don't have my skis.
Dad, did you get a fan up here?
No.
I'll get one.
Good. I forgot. I got instant skiing.
Whee!
Can't keep my edges. To get a good hip rotation.
Let's see, I must be looking back at, well, there's Swep. Golly, I don't know. I'm looking back at the complex, Cochise and Shakespeare, and I can see the limb. Bob, one interesting thing up here, you can see the erosional pattern of the talus, the talus that's on the sculptured hills. There's little boulder tracks of all sizes from all these little clods, and they all, of course, point downhill or nearly downhill.
Okay, copy that.
Hey, Bob, in the interest of time, I'll document this without the Gnomon.
Okay, I presume Dean's got the Gnomon up there?
Yeah, I should have brought it.
Okay, don't forget the Gnomon, Dean. And we concur with documenting without the Gnomon.
Whee! Boy, when you do this and you go down slope, that first up is a long one. I'm having
this is the best way for me to travel, uphill or downhill.
What's that?
Like this, two-legged hop.
They're seeing you.
And on level ground, I can skip. I don't like that loping thing.
Oh, the loping's the only way to go.
Well, see, when I'm on level ground, I can skip. But this two-legged thing is great. Man, I can cover ground like a kangaroo. Oh. Okay. You documented already, huh? I'm just going to put this in the field
yeah.
of view anyway.
You're on the after wing, haven't you?
About that. There's not much in here worth. Man, there's just nothing. Yeah, this has been totally mantled with talus. Well, it is, because that downhill pattern goes right down the slope of this crater, and actually it goes up slope of the crater. This may be on a ray somewhere. Because it goes right downhill, this little mini boulder trail pattern. Goes right up the slope.
I think those are later than the crater by a long ways.
Did you sample anything over here?
No, I haven't done anything.
I'm going to pick up the piece out of that little
good
crater.
Bunch of Norman over there?
No, I'll just take it to it. Let me know when you're ready for a bag.
Well, I'm about ready.
You're about ready?
Yep.
Okay.
I raked about a 2 meter square area, maybe, about 2 meters, and down to 4 or 5 centimeters for these. Pretty good population.
They're all going to go in?
They're all in. 565.
Okay, copy that.
Five,
sounds
six,
great.
Five.
Sounds like a good rake sample for a change.
Yeah, yes, sir.
And this is a kilogram soil location, fellas.
Yes, sir. Jack, your bag is full. We're going to have almost, no, it didn't, but we're going to change it when we get back there anyway. That one ought to go into your seat.
Well, okay.
Get your kilogram, I'll be ready to take it. The kilogram's in 566.
Copy that. And remaining here, we'd have primarily a trench. If you fellows think it's feasible, we'd like to be moving in 1 minute, 11 minutes. And we could use a pan from this lower location also,
back
probably.
And take a trench at the rover.
Roger, that sounds good to us.
Okay.
And we also remind you of getting
a
pan
at the, rover, we just scoop
at the
in
lower section here.
I'll get the sample here that I got documented now.
Can you, is that all going to go in there?
Yeah, it'll go.
Can you twist it?
Yep.
That thing will come. That rock may have been too much. Take that rock out. Yeah.
No, it'll stay.
You're
going to have to put it in mine, though. Well, let me try, since we're going to unload your bag. This may be the last one. That's the last one for your bag.
Okay.
Did you get anything out of that little crater?
No, but I'm going to right now.
Okay. Why don't you get your after picture over there and go down and get that trench. I'll come down.
You don't want a bag. Okay.
I can bag it. I can do it
all
myself,
right, sir.
Almost pure white and very friable. Oh boy, is it pure white, right out of a small little pit crater on the side of this crater that I just walked in, Houston. And it's pure white, very friable. I got about one big piece and several small in 567.
Copy that.
Bob, the walls of these craters, big craters around here, that is the ones that are, say, 15 meters in diameter, tend to be a little bit lighter albedo than ones down in the mantle area. I'm afraid those pictures on that rake maybe a little bit, may be through a dust-colored lens. Well, they were also in my documented sample here, too. Okay, where do you want? want that trench on the side of this crater?
Well,
I'll drop my Noble.
I don't know. I don't, I'm just thinking about that. I think we ought to get out in the inner crater area to see if there's any stratigraphy to whatever the talus is.
Okay, Jack. I'm going to leave the Noman right here.
I get it.
And while you're digging that trench, we've got the pan to get, but I want to fix this fender.
I guess the pan's mine, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and I want to fix the fender before. Before we leave.
Okay, we agree with that. You might get us a
one, and I'll play.
You might get us your gravimeter reading there, Gene, while you're at it. And if you have time, you might drop the gravimeter on the ground, and we will get a reading with it on the ground as well.
Holy smoly.
Gravimeter is coming up.
670-096-001. 670-096-001.
Copy that.
You want it dropped on the ground, huh?
Gently.
Gently. I can't find a general level spot, but I'll level it. If it takes pictures or does its thing on a rover, it'll do its thing here.
Yeah, this is just to get us that
okay,
check.
Okay, Mark.
Copy that.
It's fender fixing time. It's camera taking off time. And I think I'll zap myself with a little cool water.
And how's the trench going, Jack?
All down.
Oh, man, I tell you, when you call for cold water, does it come in nicely? Woo! With this fender. Really happy with it.
Bob, I've gotten a wall now in one place that's standing about 25 centimeters high. And it shows no apparent change in the texture of the soil to that depth, except possibly at the lower 5 centimeters, there's some zones that might be slightly more granular. Particle size may be up a little bit.
Okay, I copy that. Probably just 3 samples, and it'll be sufficient then.
I think so. Maybe 4.
Be there in a minute, Jack.
Oh, that's all right. I can probably get started.
System will work out.
Whew.
I can even see it.
Awful dusty.
Boy, everything is stiff. Everything is just full of dust. There's got to be a point where the dust just overtakes you and everything mechanical quits moving.
Like scoops.
I'm not sure whether Detroit would like the fender, but it'll sure buy the fix. okay, it's fixed.
Okay, copy that.
And I'm happy. I like it.
Roger. We copy that and copy it again. And we'd like to have you guys moving in about 3 minutes.
Good luck. You need me to help you get bag of samples, huh?
Yes, sir, I think I do. I can't adjust my scoop to my self-bagging method.
Let me get back on some lighter cooling here, too.
To save some water. Okay, now.
Okay, the bottom. 10 centimeters.
Let me get your bags. I left my camera off when
I didn't take a picture of the trench after I dug it.
Let me take one shot.
What's this, the bottom?
That's the bottom.
Okay, the bottom is in 548. It's very cloudy. Looks very much like the surface we're standing on, except it clouds up quite a bit more. Can you tell me anything from the trench itself?
I told him. I talked to him a little about it.
Okay.
It looked a little more, a little coarser grain, but that's all.
EVA time, 3 hours, 50 minutes.
It sure holds a nice wall, though.
Yep.
That's the kind of wall I expect those core tubes held.
Big unknown.
Okay, skim of the upper, we'll see how well I do. Skim sample of the upper half centimeter. Maybe a centimeter deep.
Okay, can you hold this? All right, well, I'm going to put it in your bag.
Is it going to fit in there?
No, there's no choice right now.
Let me, these little ones will fit in there.
Yeah, bye, I want to put this one in there too. That's in bag 549.
Copy that.
Okay, let's try again. Okay, the upper, below that skim, the next 5 centimeters.
Put it down, Jim.
I just put it over it.
Well, I can't turn it.
Five zero.
Copy that.
And the next 10 centimeters down.
Can you get this one too?
Yep.
Oh, I gotta get your bag.
Okay. Yes, okay, yes. That was the next 10 centimeters. And then the first sample, of course, was the 10 centimeters below that.
Roger,
and our last
that.
Bag is 551.
Okay, copy that. We're ready for you guys to move out.
Okay. You didn't get a pan here. While I clean up the rover, you can get a...
Right.
Get your after of the trench and a pan.
I will.
I'll get the DG and clean up the rover.
That's a firm. We agree with that.
What's the key that keep getting keyed?
Sounds like Bob's stepping on his foot, Mike.
Yeah, he's so excited.
Okay.
He can't stand it.
You done with the Noman?
Yep.
Okay.
I'll get the pan.
You get your pan and I'll get the DG and clean up.
Wait, you took a pan up the hill there.
Yeah, I took it way up there
somewhere.
Okay,
I'll take it right here then. Sample came out.
A sample came out?
I'll pick it up.
Yeah, your top came open. It's awful full, Jack. If you can't get it, I'll get it with the tongs.
Go ahead and go to work, and I'll get the pan first. I lost two of them, I guess.
Yeah, those are the last two I put in there. Your bag is so full, they won't stay. Let me get my reading here.
Hey, Bob, can I move it on a rover and then give you a reading?
Yes. As long as you're careful not to hit the button while you're doing it.
I won't hit the button. It's easier to do it that way. I don't know why I asked you. I know I can. would want to go on. It's so dusty. Okay, it's on and it's locked. And here's your reading. 670. 670-117-301. That's 670-117-301.
Okay, we copy that.
I got a dust intake next time around.
Jack, we got to do some bag changing here.
Yep.
I'll get those things with my tongue. If you can't get them, you'd have to bend over. Every time you jump around, you come close to losing something. I'll just take him back there, put him under the seat.
Okay.
Need to take that one?
No, I got it.
Okay.
Bam.
You got another one dropped there, Gene. Or Jack got it.
Another one?
Jack's getting it.
Okay. Jack, we gotta make a place in here for that full bag. Let me put the small can over there, core tube over there. Ellis Apple! Okay, let me take your bag off first.
Okay, well, you might as well fill it as well.
Yeah, I am. Turn over, turn to the left. Okay, it's off, let me fill it.
Your bag isn't in much better shape.
Roger, we'd like to have you check commander's bag. Might put them both under the seat there.
We're running out of bags, aren't we?
Okay, we got one bag left that we should have there. That was on the gate, right?
Okay.
We
had it under a seat. Okay, bag number four is absolutely full. And it's under Jack's seat.
Okay, I suggest you take the other bag that's on the gate there and put that on either you or Jack. And also the commander's bag is pretty full also, we suspect.
Why don't you put it on me? Mine gets full faster. Come out.
You might check Gene's bag anyway.
Stay there. Help. Stay there. I'm trying to get the bottom off.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I checked it. He's got about six samples to go.
Okay.
And I just want to be sure that it's locked down. Okay. I'll turn to the left so I get this other hook. Okay. That's not coming out, I guarantee you that. Now,
okay, and SCD-5 is one for the LNP if you want to take it off the gate.
SCD-5 is on the LNP.
Okay, copy that.
Nothing on the gate.
Yeah, I think that'll stay down, but it's not very good.
Okay, I got one more loose sample. I'm going to throw in a big bag back there. You happy?
A local one, you mean?
Yeah.
Well,
let me leave it under your seat.
Now, can I put a bag around it?
It's got a bag around. It's all bagged.
Okay,
it's
and
right there.
Jack, while Gene's doing that, why don't you read the sep temperature? Or somebody read the sep temperature anyway and close the blankets.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, Bob, let's see, you got your readings?
120, Bob, 120.
Copy, 120.
Those blankets just aren't staying closed.
Okay, I guess we're ready to head on out. You agree?
Okay, and Gene, when you go to the...
Bob, what,
the, When you go to change the LCRU, we'd like you to just turn it to off, OFF, on the power switch, the internal power external switch, and we'll be reading you through the LEM. It's a chance to cool down the LCRU on the way home to Station 9.
All right. And Houston, what's the temperature limit on the DSEA?
Stand by, Jack.
You read us Bob through the LEM?
Roger, we read you through the LEM. Do you read us through the LEM?
Yeah, not as well, but we're reading you.
Okay, and the temperature limit, Jack, is 160. We'll just leave it as is until we get back to the LEM.
Okay, I was going to say we could take it out and put it under the seat or something, but that sounds all right. Okay, and an AMU status check. I'm at 3.88, and I got 48%, no flags, and I'm intermediate cooling.
Copy that.
Okay, the LMP is at 47%, no flags, 3.86. Hey, Gene?
Yeah.
Bob, I guess, remind us to change the LRV sampler at the next station. It's almost out of bags.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it next time around.
Okay, when you get on, Jack, you can give me a frame count as you start moving.
Yeah.
Hang on. Need some help?
No.
Go downhill. Get your feet downhill.
Yep.
Here.
Okay.
Let me help you. There's a crater right behind you.
I got it.
I got it. Here. Grab my hands.
Okay, now just push up on my head.
Yeah, I'm not going to do too hard. Going backwards.
All right, just push up. Okay. Okay.
Boy, you got your pockets completely filled with dirt.
Yeah, that's for sample.
Will you throw those pockets away this time?
That's for sample.
Are you a mess?
Well, that one was coming for a long time.
My hands are already tired from dusting you.
That one was coming. I keep trying to blow the dust off my camera, which is very frustrating.
Very ineffective, too.
Okay. Should we try that trick again? You know, that happened on that upslope, getting on a rover. Okay, I'm all locked in. Let me know when you are. How can we have to point eight charges? I guess the last one, I remember when that one is. Okay.
We'll deploy one at the
station
10.
Okay, we're heading to station 9. Flying at about 267. Okay, and they're reading us through the LEM, so I won't worry about the low gain. We're powering up. Switch is on. Okay, I'm going to make a turn to the right.
Okay, and the updated heading, since you're at the north end of station 8, will be something like about 240.
Okay, Bob, 240. Bob, I think your brake sample here at the Sculptured Hills is going to have to tell the tale, combined with the observation that most of the blocks we saw were like Gene sampled, looked like subfloor gabbro. It's conceivable that the Sculptured Hills could be the same kind of material. I think it's fairly clear that the boulder population does not resemble the massif population at all.
Okay, copy that.
driving down this downslope all the time.
Yes,
and it hasn't done anything, huh?
Scary, isn't it?
Man, I'm glad I'm driving.
Okay, and Jack, when you don't call nine with two hands, we'd like a frame count from you.
Wait a minute. Yeah, that van surge over there.
So I have a bearing of 234 and a range of 2.1.
Okay. We gotta get around left here and then and then head on more westerly. LMP frame is at 80.
Copy 80.
Flip or Bowen, I mean. Bowen, I guess that is. Well, that's Swep over there. Bowen is out here ahead of us.
Yeah.
He said two. Bowen isn't much of a crater on the map.
225. What'd you say, Bob? 225 what?
234, 2.1. Heading will be about 240. 240 for a heading to there.
You hear him? I didn't hear him.
240.
Are you not reading him?
What do you say for bearing and range? That's what I'm interested in.
234.2.1.
Okay, I got that.
Station 9 is 2.3 kilometers from Station 8. We estimate driving time 18 minutes.
Okay, and we think you're even further north than I was saying, and maybe it's about 215 to be heading to there.
Okay, Bob, I'll find it. 234, 2.1.
Roger.
And all the big blocks still look like subfloor from the rover. But big blocks in here are only about a third of a meter in diameter. And they're sub-rounded to sub-angular. Okay, we're off on the planes again now, just off the break and slope.
Station 9 is Van Surg crater, which could be of volcanic origin.
Looks like outcrop back there on the east of the steep on the lower slopes of it where the high albedo is, doesn't it? See over there?
Yeah, it does.
One of my guidelines for the geophone deployment. Eight points. There's some more of that blue-gray rock there in the east end of the south northeast down low.
Yep.
It looks like it might have been a slump block or something.
Yeah, you can see it's blue-gray because of its contrast with the light mantle.
Yep. It might be a slump block or something like that.
Now, Jack, I'm going to go to the left.
Are you going to go shoot?
The 234.
Yeah, that's
going on. I'm going over here. This is closer.
Okay, that order cut. That's probably Bowen there, don't you think?
How about a range and bearing?
We never got very far.
Swept.
We never got too far east.
Okay, it's 228.3.4. And we're moving along at 10 to 12 clicks. That's our little hack.
Copy that. How about an amps reading? We haven't had one of those for a couple of days.
It's starting to rain again. Got a crater ahead of you. Down sun isn't much easier than up sun.
It's just easier on the eyes. You just can't see anymore, that's all. You don't have that static, huh?
Nope. If you still got an antenna, I haven't looked recently.
Well, there's no holes in a high gain.
Might have hit it on a rock.
Oh, boy. Okay, we're back
back into the mantle area. The population of fragments is still 1% or so. The crater off to our left, which is at 227 and
3.3, 3.3, 227.33,
is a fairly good sized depression, but it's completely mantled. There's no block showing in the wall at all. How do you read, Bob?
Loud and clear. We're listening.
Now there's a crater in the wall of that depression, or a small one near it, and it has one big block in the side as if it penetrated the mantle and exposed some of the wall of the depression. It's about a 30-meter crater.
Valley of Torres Litoral is not planar.
No, it isn't. Glad we changed it to the subfloor instead of the plains unit. Okay, we're in the inner wall of a depression here, and the rocks still look like subfloor gabbro. Boy, there's certainly not much variety. In
okay.
General, there are a few exotic.
Ooh, now that's got to be Cochise.
Look at Cochise.
That's Cochise.
Roger, we think you're coming
get
up on Cochise. Get yourself
a couple pictures while you're looking right
can
at
you
it.
Swing right. Swing right. Bob, we are on the northeastern rim of Cochise. I'm going to work my way around the other side. And Bob,
Roger,
looking
that.
At the western wall of Cochise, I can see a contact within the subfloor between a albedo units, one of which is a the light tan gray, and the other is a light blue gray. May reflect the two kinds of subfloor gabbro we've already sampled, vesicular and non-vesicular. And that contact looked like it was dipping, apparent dip in the wall, was to the north, and the west wall dipping to the north about 20 degrees.
Okay, copy that. Which one's on top? Can you tell?
Yeah, the blue gray's on top. I'm sorry.
Thank you. And got a bearing and range there at the rim of Cochise.
Okay, we're 228, 3.0, and we're headed south, and not quite on the east rim.
All right.
I'll give you a hack at the east rim. Bob, I got a picture of that contact, so I took some pictures right into Cochise, too, when we were coming up.
Good. It'll show on yours, too, brother. I hope.
Okay, we're sort of on the inner, 230, 2.9. We're on the east rim.
Copy
well,
that.
We're sort of inside the east rim a little bit.
No, don't get too
we're,
far inside.
Halfway between the rim and where the blocky wall starts.
All right, copy that.
Did you get that, Bob?
Yeah, we got that.
Cochise is much like Horatio, actually more like Camelot, although not as blocky in the walls in general, in that it has blocky walls but a mantled rim. Again, all the blocks I see in here, big ones and blocks down to about 20 centimeters, are subangular in general, and appear to be the have the appearance of the subfloor gabbro. Although most of the smaller rocks do not appear to be highly vesicular.
All right, we're copying that all.
2.7.
Roger, copy that.
Question. You know what? You know what happened there?
What?
I was just about to take a picture. The minute you take your eye off anything,
yeah.
Yeah, I got another view of that contact, and let's put that on the northwest wall of Crotese, and dipping to the southeast.
All right. South and east is to our left.
No. Put it on the northwest wall, dipping to the northeast.
Yeah, that's right.
See that, Gino? Can you see that right?
Oh, yeah, I see it now. Between the gray and the blue gray?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I sure do.
Can you swing in there? Let me get another shot, huh?
You betcha.
Oh, there's a good view right here. Okay, now I need to have you go left.
Okay, I got two of them in there too.
Great.
Look at that rock right in front of us. It looks like a contact between the blue and the gray.
Oh yeah, there it is. Yeah, you're right.
We can't get down to it, but no. Take a picture.
Well, I think we've got that relationship. I think we got it at station one. As a matter
but that's
that.
A big, beautiful boulder on the inner south rim of Cochise. Ooh. It's a single block.
That's how you bent your tires.
Yeah, that's what it's for. Oh, that's a nice, oh man, would that be
well, nice? That might be glass cover. That might be a glass coating, the way it sort of hangs on the outside there. Hard to say.
We're at 234.
See it.
2.5.
Starting to sling dust. I wonder if we lost our fender.
Roger, copy
that. No, they're on there tight.
Do you think that's band third?
Well,
there it is.
Betcha. Yeah, I think you're right, because that's just about the right place. Let's see, 234. Okay, is where, and 2.1 is where I want to go, and I'm at 230, 2.5. Okay, pretty close. Our block population in here now on the south rim of Cochise, and out ahead of us, looks like it's up to 5%. And it all looks like subfloor, light, the tan subfloor gabbro. The tan gray. You don't see much blue-gray, not out on here.
There's a recent hit.
This rover's getting tested for what it was built for now.
Yep.
I tell you, it handles just the way as advertised. Maybe even better.
Okay, we think you guys are getting to the point we ought to swing a little bit west to make the 232
yeah,
two decimal one.
I think we've got a
tally-o. That's my fix.
I'm just navigating to it.
Okay, copy that.
I know where I'll get there.
Gotcha.
We have a tally-o on Shorty. I mean, a Van Third. How about through there, Jim? Thanks.
Let's not prejudge the
guy. You want 234, 2.1, okay.
And remember we talked about parking.
Our water factor in here has got to be 50%.
Copy that.
Bob, you're being cut out. I can't tell what you're saying. Isn't that where we want to go over there? 2-3. Well, look, let me
on the crater.
2-3-4, 2-3-2, it doesn't make much difference, 17. If you see Van Surg, that's what we want.
Well, let me wander over that way. That's where I want to get, but I couldn't go there because of it. There's a different looking rock
and
here.
Remember, we're talking about parking on the southeast rim.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to
bear right.
Yeah, that's right. I got to get through this field, though.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, Bob, we're still primarily in an extreme bot field here now. It's up to a 20% cover and a fragment. Mostly the subfloor, some of it looks quite highly shattered. There's I just saw one piece that looked like a white, an orthocytic rock.
How's this look to you?
We can go further up there, I guess. Let me go further up.
Okay.
Get out
further out of southeast.
A little higher.
I have to overdo it.
Now, there is some grayish rocks that are,
oops,
I centered.
All right, coming up here. I turn to the right, park right here.
That have a somewhat of a swirl texture. Okay, Bob, we're at 230.2.
Copy that. Copy you parked.
Yep. What did I say? 230 on it? Yeah, bearing is 230, 2.2, and I'm parked on a heading of 320, which gives you a better view.
Copy 320 for the parking.
Yeah, 330.
Oh, boy. This is getting harder and harder.
Got it, if not on from.
What's wrong with it now? I might have got it twisted.
Let me look at it.
Got a hook, but not until I can get it undone.
Let me look at it.
I say stay put, but I don't think you have any choice.
Oh, that fender just curled under. That's where we're getting the dust.
Starting to warp.
Look at those other fenders. Talk about warping.
Did I get it twisted or something?
Yeah, it is twisted when you put it on. Okay, squinch down.
I'm squinched.
Okay. Got one twist in it.
Well, that makes a difference.
Sure does. Your foot pans down, too.
I get it. It's lost its stiffness in there. Okay,
I guess nominal plan for Shorty, huh?
Van Surg.
Two powers on. Van Surg looks like a blocky rim fresh impact crater right now.
Okay, we copy that. How about scuffing your feet and see
quite
the
different
there.
Underneath? Don't worry.
And Gene, before you go away, we'd like the rest of the rover readouts like batteries. And how about a sep temp readout before one of you guys leaves there? About a sep temp readout before one of you guys leaves there.
Yep. Can you get that on that side, Jim?
I will.
Should have TV.
Roger, we have it, and I'm sure that Ed would like a good dusting job up front.
Well, there is so much.
I'll dust it if you can't read
yes.
it. I'll get it.
I got it. Just over the gate. It's about 125 on the SEP.
Okay, copy that.
Boy, everything is really bad now. The fender worked.
Yeah, the fender cut, dug under. See if you can straighten out.
Okay,
okay, and leave the cover.
82 and 80. Battery 122 and off scale low. Forwards are 210, 240. Rears are 225 and 220.
Okay, we copy that.
That's just a sample of the kind of dust we would have got, Jack, if we hadn't had that fender yesterday. Fender's almost worn out.
Can you get a dust brush? Let's check our camera.
Stay where you are and I'll give you a dapper reel, wherever you are.
how many bags I have.
I don't know, but I got a lot of dusting to do here.
Do you have a lot of bags?
Yeah, I must have, I got four of them is all.
I better change my bag.
Can't even read the rover.
Yeah, I have an empty bag on me now, right? A collection bag?
Empty.
Okay,
time we have here.
17, we're looking at a nominal station 9 here. You got about 2-5 minutes remaining.
No such thing as a nominal station anymore.
This may be the first and only one of the Traverse.
The geology won't let it be nominal. Hey, I've got some new bags, Bob.
Okay, we copy that.
Yeah. And I guess I'm pretty good on film.
Okay, and you're going to get a radio sample here, so you might check your rover sample bag supply.
That's great. I want to take that.
You might give me a frame counter, check it to make sure you're okay.
I just did, and it's 123.
Okay, good enough.
How do you want the step blankets?
Now leave them closed, please, Gene.
Open,
as closed as they'll get.
Closed. You've been riding with this thing off?
What?
Step?
Yeah, it should be off.
Yep, it is. Doesn't seem like get much data that way, even if it's hot.
Yeah, but it's automatic. It turns itself off when it gets above 108, so it's no good anyway.
Are you kidding?
We've been hoping all day. It's been off all day. We've been hoping that it would, since Station 6, we've been hoping it would cool down so that we could get some more data, but it's not, obviously.
It's not going to make it, Bob.
That's obvious by now.
That's a shame. This is starting to look like a geological survey expedition. The vehicles are all covered with dust.
EVA time, 4 hours, 27 minutes.
I don't think I can read that unless I dust it with a lead brush.
two that...
Okay, let's get Brad before you guys leave.
I'm getting it right now. Let me see, anything else you want me to do while I'm here?
Negative.
Sure look like shot rocks to me.
A lot of glass splattered on some of these, Jack.
Yep.
We might even find some shatter cones. But don't tell anybody. Well, I'll say one thing for old Van Surg. It's blocky.
Woo!
Mark, revimeter.
Copy that.
Bob, this is about, I think this is the only clearly, well, I won't even say that. This is at least a large blocky rim crater. But even it has the mantle dust material. Covering the rim, partially burying the rocks, and it's down on the floor, as near as I can tell, and on the walls. The crater itself has a central mound of blocks that's probably 50 meters in diameter. That's a little high, 30 meters in diameter. Many of the blocks are
holy,
intensely shattered in that area, as the ones that are on the walls. I don't see any sign of organization of the blocks in the walls right now. There's a possibility that on the west wall there's a indication that there's slightly darker gray rocks starting about halfway down the crater, and that level is coincident with what appears to be a bench on the northwest wall. And that bench, the hints of that bench, it's not continuous, but hints of it are around on the north wall and I think right below us, yeah. On the southeast wall. The, we'll start. The rocks are pretty badly broken in many cases. And, although I haven't seen any real glass yet. Yes. We'll start looking at them a little more carefully. Some of them look, that looks like a breccia right there in front of
them. Yeah, there's some interesting patterns on the surface.
Stand by. Wait. Sorry, Gino, but, okay. Locator. Wait, I haven't been doing my duty on locators occasionally. See that? Yep, I got it. Okay, Gene's tearing apart one of the very intensely fractured rocks. And it comes off in small flakes. Let's get this one because this will be the best oriented one for documentation. Plus, why don't you get that one you got inside there?
Yeah, I am.
Got a bag? Bag 568 is a fragment from the surface. Yeah, that's a corner, I think, off the block that Gene...
documented here.
Yeah, well, it is.
We'll get another sample. That'll be from inside the block.
Get it with this release. Here's a whole big, well, I take that just as is.
Well,
put it in your, put a bag around it, not one end if we can. Here, the other end is smaller.
Yeah,
let me hold
it then.
Let me hold it, you put the bag on. That's a breccia, too. That's a,
well, it's,
yeah, see the white fragment?
Yeah, it's certainly,
got a lot of very small.
Looks like this big one over here. You know, it might be that the, these are, might be pieces of the projectile, I don't know. Because it doesn't look like, it's not subfloor. Bend it down. Well, that's wrapped in, if you put it in down, it may stay in a bag.
I doubt it.
What's the number?
It's 480, and it's a relatively tabular shape, and it's about
it's gonna,
10 inches long,
and it's highly friable. It breaks apart.
Yeah, not so much.
In small chips. Well, you can break it. You did it with your hands there. I call that being friable. Compared to what we've seen, anyway.
Okay, let me get an after.
Let me get a soil. Soil right over here. Okay, the soil next to the boulder, down to about 3 centimeters, is in bag 569.
Copy that.
Okay. And the soil and chips, about 2/3 of a meter from the boulder. Get another one?
Yeah.
Are in bag 570.
Copy that.
Okay. Let me get over here. You're going to step on your gnomon there.
I wouldn't step on my gnomon. This one. Crimped.
Okay. Very clearly is a central mound, and now that we've looked at this one, the mound looks like it's composed of gray fragment breccias, much like what we just sampled, dark gray. And again, it might be related to the projectile. Now we got to see if there's subfloor up here, or whether we're dealing with another unit somewhere. Got your after.
Okay, I don't see any.
Well, the more coherent rock, this looks like subfloor.
I don't see any orange material either.
Not yet.
This particular rock we sample has tabular fractures, and in one half of the rock, they're definitely oriented.
Well, I tell you, I don't, there's more dust on these rocks. It's harder to see a fresh surface. They're not as clean. That's up floor.
Look, even the floor of the crater is mantled down there.
You know, that seems, yeah. That seems like a, what you got, a piece of glass?
Yeah, I think it is glass. At least it's glass covered, just glass covered. Houston, I've got an undocumented sample. It's about 2 meters west of where we just sampled. It's a glass-covered, all baseball-sized rock in 571.
Copy that.
A lot of these blocks up here, Houston, are particularly the more fractured ones, but even some that aren't,
are a gray matrix fragment breccia, and it looks like really the fragments are quite fine. There are no on the rim anyway. We haven't seen any large fragments. The largest I've seen is about 2 centimeters. But down in the mound, you can see some fragments that are probably half a meter in diameter.
Jack, are you going around that rim of the crater up there?
I was just looking at rocks.
Well, okay.
We
want to pan before I leave back there.
Oh, yeah, we need to see if we can get some of the sub-4. I'm not sure I understand what's happened here yet.
Well,
this should have brought up sub-4, according to the theory. And it hasn't.
That looks like some of the, look at some of the breccias, the blue breccias with the white, big old slabby white, with a fracture face with the white inclusion.
Down there.
Yeah, down in the floor itself.
Yeah, it has that appearance, all right. Hey, Gene?
Do you see that rock? That rock that's fractured is sort of a pyramid shape down there? Out here on the right end of the floor down there, that big one?
Yeah.
It's sort of pointing west, pointing east. That's a unique fracture, isn't it?
Rogers.
And there's another one that fractured.
We'd like to move in from here in about 10 minutes, so we probably better be trending back towards the rover unless you're seeing something really great out there.
Well, hey, Bob, we ought to find out whether or not what the rock is here, if you got a little time.
You got 10 minutes.
I'm sorry.
I'm just telling you to start thinking about getting back.
Yeah, we're always thinking that way.
Okay, Bob, one thing I noticed we do uncover, there's a lot of, 2, 3, 4 millimeter size fragments of glass we're kicking up all over the place.
Yeah.
Little glass balls.
Gene?
Almost like tailies.
Gene?
Yeah.
Can you come over here? I think there's some subfloor here. We ought to try to document it, but I tell you, most of the rocks are the fine fragment breccias.
Let me see if I can't get one of those.
There's some glass.
Hey, you see if they're like Paley's,
okay. Well, they're
eyeballs or whatever they are.
I think we can get some over here. If you're careful coming over here, we can get glass that looks like it may have crystallized in place there.
Okay. I'm talking about those little balls, too.
See that? Whoa, take it easy. Take it easy.
Where are you, right there?
Yeah, but put your gnomon right over here. And we can get that for glass and that for subfloor.
Okay, let me...
But I'm not sure that is. I just... Maybe, Breccia, everything is covered with dust here, and it's hard to tell the types. Most of the rocks we're seeing are breccias. Make sure that glass is in your stereo.
From the one day it was born.
Copy that.
Oh,
got, Dingo.
I'm having a hard time with this one.
The piece of that rock right behind it.
Like it. Want a bag?
EVA time, 4 hours, 45 minutes.
Okay, Houston, my sample's in 482 is a rock, but it doesn't look like subfloor. It looks like a blue-gray material we've been seeing, a breccia-type material.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any difference. Got it in.
I just throw them in my bag.
Okay.
You want a scoop out of here, though, Jack.
17. Well, why don't we get that scoop sample as the first sample of Jack's radio sample. 17.
Okay, that's right. You're getting a radio sample. That's fine. I forgot you were doing that.
Oh, man.
That's all right, Jack. That won't come out. Just put it in there. Before you go back, I got an after picture here. And I want to get a pan of this thing. We can get a stereo pan and just start your radio sample.
Yeah.
You take the after from there, and I'll go over here and...
Okay,
wait a minute.
You need an omen?
No.
Okay, I'm going to go behind me and take part of the stereo.
Where are you going to take your pan? Let me see.
From behind me, where we were.
Well, I think I'll just take my radio right from here to the rover.
That's great. Just do that, and then you'll be right back at the rover.
And I'll take my pan from here, so you...
about four or five different modes of travel out here.
I don't believe it,
but
I think I'm on a film.
You got a film?
150, and it stopped clicking. Jack, I didn't get the rest of that crater down there.
Okay.
I only got it 12 o'clock and around. Oh, shucks. I can get it. Well, here's where
I'm going to be out of film, too, here for a long.
Okay, just don't worry about it, then. Just press out with your radio.
I got a good pan over here. Did you get the crater at all?
I got the right half of it, and probably two-thirds of it. So we're going to, I'm just going to have to let that do. Okay, I'm going to see if I get some 500s while you're doing that.
Hey, this isn't going to be an ideal radio sample, but it'll have to do. City hopping over here, Landale. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Would you tell me what your primary desires are again on the 500, based upon what we have?
Okay, the primary desire would be the North Massif, the blocks, and the trail.
Okay.
And while you're at the rover, they want you to take the gravimeter off again, and we'll get another rover and another surface measurement here as well to check against the rover. Copy that.
I didn't know we were going to do both these things. I thought we were going to do one or the other. But we're going to do it. We might just as well do it right. Mark it. It's flashing. Stand by. 52 Yankee. Is that the rim crest?
Copy that.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Use the rover to study the 500, see what
happens. You take the scoop back. Oh, no. Oh, me. Well, shoot. This isn't working out too well, Dr. Parker.
Say again there, Jack.
Well, I gotta get rid of this scoop.
Just set it there and take your sample. We'll get it.
I think the sample's going back. like in training, the scoop doesn't stay locked to the station.
Okay, 17, we'd like you to press on. We'll abort the radio sample. We'd like to leave here immediately, if not sooner, to head for station 10. Enough of the 500 millimeters, Gene. And we'll give you some information here on mags. We need the gravimeter put back on the rover, if you haven't already. If it's on the ground, we didn't get the mark, but it's probably done by now. And we're going to take the DSEA out of the tape recorder here. And we'd like to get that all done pronto.
Okay, 85 is the MAC count on the 500.
Copy, 85 on the 500.
I think that's a smart move, Bob. I don't think the radio sample is going to tell you much here.
Okay, let's take a... Go ahead.
Jack, you ought to get a scoop of that dirt, though.
Well, there's
one scoop. We don't have a scoop of it, do we?
Look what's underneath it.
Well, I don't know what's underneath
it. It's white.
Well, I want to make sure we got some of the small glass balls.
We'll get a scoop of it.
It was
17. We're anxious you guys to get going.
Okay, here's your gravimeter reading from the surface. 670-057-101.
670-057-101. Copy that.
You want me to change my mag at the next station?
Come here, Gene, quickly. We can't leave this. This may be the youngest mantle over whatever it was.
Take pictures of it. I don't have any film.
Going out of the crater.
Take pictures of it. Bob, we got to take 5 more minutes. We'll be right with you. What Jack's done is he dug a trench in the southwest northeast direction, and he discovered about 3 inches below, 4 inches below the surface, a very light gray material. Possibility here. Careful, Gino.
Yep.
Take that crust.
Well, I'm trying to get the proportion there. There we go. The first 2 centimeters, bag 483. The next 5.
Upper 6 inches of gray material in here.
the latest mantling in the area, and the light-colored debris may be what's left over from the impact.
Okay, I copy. I understand. But we'd like to get you going. In case you didn't get the clue.
I know. We're gone. Okay. All right, what else? Magazines. No, we'll change them at the next station. Is that right, Bob? No, I got to have some. I got to get some or I can't take it.
Okay, 17, we need Jack to put on magazine Nancy. And we'd like Gene for you to pull out the DSEA tape recorder at this station.
Okay, I need a magazine too, Bob. I don't have any film at all.
Roger, and that'll be Bravo if you change yours here. You could change it at station 10.
I'll change it here. It's just as easy while we're in there.
Okay.
Okay, you want Bravo, huh?
Bravo.
I'll get the tape. I'll get the DSEA. Bravo was outside there, I thought. There you go. Let me get this. Hold it one far enough for me to get this. I can get rid of this all at one time. Oh. Well,
that's all right.
I can't put that back in.
Got it?
I got Bravo.
Okay, I got that one.
We lost the dark slide out of Bravo, and it's in the dirt. I'm not going to pick it up.
All right, copy that. There's no point putting it back in there. Probably won't go in anyway.
Yeah, not dirty. Okay, I'm changed. And I don't know what MagCon is, but let me get the DSEA. If this thing is true to form, I'm going to have to get in there. Yeah, I got to... Oh, it tripped. Well, now what? Hey, we got some rocks in that big bag. Okay, we're done with the SEP. DSEA is coming out. I hope there's something on it. Budget, you're in a crater.
Yeah, I want to get for you.
Okay, we have to have you guys moving in 10 minutes, and we'd like to also deploy EP number 5 here.
Okay. I'll start it.
Okay, what is the lower?
5. This is the lower, right?
Yeah.
You got an upper?
Yep.
Let's get 5 out and I'll start on the core. Get it set. And I'll put that right there.
Okay, the lower is 5-0. The upper is 3-7.
Copy, 5-0 and 3-7.
Is that 5, Jack?
Yep.
Okay.
Why don't you put it up, well, you put the Norman away. Put it fairly near that trench. At least there's some documentation. And
yeah.
I'll try to have the pan going while you're doing it. Okay, Houston, which way you can drive out of here?
I'm driving out of here
left or right?
I got to go right. I got to go right.
Okay. Ben 1 is pulled and safe. Ben 2 is pulled, safe. Ben 3 is pulled and safe.
Okay, Jack, and we'll document it back to the rover, I guess is the best way. That doesn't look too hard, Gene, until just now.
Looks like you proved me wrong.
First core was easy, second one a little tougher, and then it got tough down at the end. There, I'm getting a picture of you.
Okay?
Okay. I got it.
You got it from here?
Okay.
To slide out. It's full. No rocks in it. Looks like just the same stuff we've been traveling through.
Okay, Jack, I think you better help Gene with that, recovering that core there with the things that's going to fall out.
You know, I think you're right. And if you just wait till I finish the pan, that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Okay, I didn't know what you were doing.
Bob it, Cap.
Gotcha. Okay.
Just hold the handle. Okay, I'll take this one off. It's very, very loose soil, Jack, and it's just any little movement and you lose some of it. Let me cap that in. Don't move.
You're almost knocking them out. Get your, you know where your thing is.
Yeah, but I need your, there's caps on you. The last one's gone off the rover.
That's all right. I'll stay here. Go put your top in. I won't move it.
Stiff.
Okay, Bob, the top ramp down, almost halfway without any effort.
Copy that.
Coop's back on.
The bottom ram down about an inch.
Copy that.
Okay, Robert, let's see.
Turn around, I'll get this.
What was the last thing, we had to do?
A couple football-sized rocks.
You got the DSEA?
I got it.
I got the charge. You got the double core?
I got the double core.
And I got one sample of a radio sample.
We got that's a unique one.
In my pocket.
And if we got the gravimeter back on the rover?
Yes, it's on.
Okay, copy.
And we want to get a large block. Why don't we?
Okay, and there's a picture here for a SESC from a shallow trench. We'd also like to have you move it in 4 minutes. That's with wheels rolling in 4 minutes.
SESC, huh?
Roger, but we have to have the wheels rolling.
I don't know if we can do that. We can try it.
Well, we want the wheels rolling in 4 minutes, so I don't think it's practical at this time.
Bob, we cannot get an SESC in 4 minutes.
Okay, cover that. Copy that.
Same time. Now I got to push this latch on a gate to get it locked, on a pallet to get it locked.
Need some help?
Push the pallet while I trip the latch, will you? So I got to trip the latch, at so much dust in that cord.
Get it?
No, wait a minute. Open it up. Wait a minute. Now, that's where, now let me trip it. Okay, try it. Lock?
Nope. Yeah.
Should be locked now.
That got it. That got it.
Okay.
You got a big rock there, too? Well, you know, the thing that amazes me is that there's no subfloor around here.
I got one here. Okay, I'm about ready to clean up the rover here.
Okay, 17, what's out there in the distance on a hillside in the field of view of the camera? The camera's pointing at it. I bet that's the
Italian.
That's the flag, I bet. On the charge.
Yeah, but it don't. You're looking right at it, but it's only 10 meters away.
Okay, it's hanging in front of the hills. That's the
problem. You're looking right at the flag.
Okay, it's hanging in front of the hills. We thought we had an artifact or something like that. Okay, press on.
Bob, bag 486. Is a light-colored rock taken about 3 meters to the right of the rover. It should be able to pick it out in that last pan, unless the focus is there. Bob, you got all your TG readings?
Roger, we got that. We'd like to have you climb on.
You want the LeCrew off?
Roger, let's go to LeCrew.
Okay, Jack, let's get going.
Yep.
I don't think there is any subfloor in here. The rocks are so dust covered that it's hard to be sure, but no rock I picked up looked like subfloor.
Get on there one time.
Ready? I got three of them that time.
And 17 Houston, you read me through the LEM.
Clear.
Roger, thank you.
I hope they came out. Okay.
get that twisted this time. And get off.
Oh, let's see if old Twinkle Toes can do it. Jack, there's a big, big one right there. In my floor pan.
That's what I did last time.
Okay, I'm on. Strangely enough.
EVA time, 5 hours, 16 minutes.
Move a little bit. Wonder where we stand on time.
Well, we've been out about 5 hours and 20 minutes or so.
Where is it? Where are we headed now that we're moving?
That's a firm.
Well, I'm trying to get around. Trying to get out of the block deal here, and then I'll head back to the southwest.
Going to Sherlock at all, Bob?
No, we're going to
be
straight home. You can follow the path home.
No, we're not.
And a reminder, Jack, we can get lots of photos. We got lots of film left right now.
Okay.
And 17... Gene, I guess you're the one who took the SEP out. If you could give me, do you remember the reading of the SEP temperature when you broke it down?
Didn't even look, Bob.
Okay, copy that.
It was 125 when we started the station.
Roger. Copy that.
That gets me there, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it's not unlike Mansur's, though.
Hey, you know, that looks like... The Manlane, hopefully we can get a... Watch your rod. There you go. We can get a shot looking back to the northwest.
Yeah, I'll get that one.
It gets me because it looks like the mantle streams over the side from the southwest. Can you swing it right, get up a little closer to the rim there?
You know, here's a couple fragments and spots.
Look at that. See that?
Yeah.
See that structure? See how the See how the mantle streams over?
Yep. From the northwest. Can you get that?
Yeah.
And from the southwest. Got it?
Yeah. Go ahead. Keep going. Good shape. Got it.
Station 10 has been eliminated. The crew will head back toward the LEM.
Bob, what I'm looking at is the northwest portion of Gatsby, where there's a very, very concentrated block field on the inner wall, except where there are in the southwest three streams, and on the northwest and north a continuous stream, if you will, or band, radio band of mantle that is appears to be burying that field, overlying it and mantling the field. We got some pretty good pictures of it, I think.
Okay, copy that.
Distance to the LEM, 2.2 kilometers, estimated driving time, 19 minutes.
One possibility, I guess, is that if it's a pyroclastic mantle, that in the lunar vacuum environment and with what other volatiles we're dealing with, the stuff becomes extremely fine upon acidification.
We may have been on it all the time and not known it, as far as recognizing it.
As we come through this draw, how smooth or free of any debris or boulders it is on the other side, the upslope.
Yep. Watch it.
Bob, do we have an extra EP?
No, we have two of them behind you, and we're going to deploy one. I'll give you a reading soon on that.
Yeah. Okay, well, one I deploy at the end, I know. I thought we had an extra one here
okay,
somewhere.
Okay, yeah, that's not extra. It's one we've been planning on deploying all along, and it's there. We'll be deploying it at a range of 0.1, which is just before you get to the SEP.
Okay. Yeah, I got Sherlock's going to be right over the top over here. I saw it went around that other ridge. Hey, you know, there's a lot of bad landing places around here. That little sun angle, I think, shows most of them up. Bob,
and,
Gino,
we are looking at the map here. And,
I don't understand.
If you keep going straight to the LEM, you're probably going to run into this crater area around San Luis Rey. You probably ought to head somewhat south of directly back to the LEM so we can at least hit the western edge of Sherlock and then pick it up and go from there back to the SEP. It looks like it might be rather rough there in that dotted lined area, if you can look at the backside of your map, Jack.
Bob, I've already been doing it. I'm at 244.1.7.
Copy that. Thank
already
you.
Been doing that.
Okay.
And Bob, about 200 meters back, we cross back into our standard mantle surface of about 1% fragment cover.
Okay, 200 meters
out
back.
Out of this, the block field, which...
I can see the limb.
Yeah, I can see the limb, and there's Sherlock, where those blocks are.
Yeah, that's the block field, the Sherlock block field, that's right. That is a block field.
Some big ones there.
Yeah. Old Station 10. I might even call it 10 Alpha in honor of the Apollo program office. The
10 Bravo.
Apollo spacecraft program office. Oh, that's right. 10 Bravo. I knew I'd never get that straight.
Do those blocks look like Gabriel?
How fast do you think we're going, Jack, without looking? I think we're going about 18 clicks. Hey, you're just about right. It's like the first time we've been able to go downhill. Not really. Go close to this big block if you can.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll try to get a read on what it is. Pictures of it as we come up to it.
Yeah.
Well, that's a big one.
Watch it. Wait for it.
Looks like our old friend, the subfloor, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, vesicular subfloor. Vesicles are about, centimeter maximum size. They look like they're fairly evenly sorted. And the rock itself seemed to be massive. 250.1.4.
250.1.4.
Okay, we're back into about a 5% rock cover as we cross the edge of the Sherlock block field. That's Sherlock over that rim over there.
Yeah.
Once again, all these subfloor blocks look as if they're buried. Not mantle necessarily, except maybe that one. That, can you swing right just a tad? That one's got the mantle blowing up on it, in its fractures and everything.
That's the best example of that.
Take a picture of that?
I got it.
What? Got it?
Okay, do all those blocks look like
the
same subfloor, Gabriel?
Yeah, that's just got
the
mantle. Yeah. Watch it. Another one. Yes, everything in here so far is the...
tan gray sub-4 gabbro that I've seen. I haven't. Oh, there's one over there that's the blue gray. But blue gray is not abundant.
Okay, copy that. And 17, as you're getting closer, we're going to want to LRV sample at 1.1 on the range.
Okay. What are we now?
1.2.
Okay, we'll try to get block and soil.
That'd be good.
There's a fresh little pit. Bob, I am continually impressed by the lack of exotic fragments in here.
Hey, Jack, how about picking on a place
up there? Okay, if you head into that little, well, that's a crater there.
Let me get around it. We can go a little bit further.
Yeah.
I'll go maybe, up in that flat area.
Yeah. There are lots of little fragments over there.
Flat area.
Anytime. Okay, now swing a shallow turn.
Oh.
Well, I don't know.
You get any of those?
Unfortunately, I can't see
them. The shadow.
How about that one right in front of you, in front of the television camera shadow? See that little one up there? Right there?
But the, it's
upper,
a little big,
upper,
I think.
Upper right. No, upper right. Straight up the line.
Oh, okay. Yeah. If you can get over there, I can get it.
I can get there.
Well, I guess I had the wrong. I guess I wasn't looking at the right one. The shadow is making it impossible to see down there. Don't see what you can get.
Bob, we're at 253.1.1.
Copy that.
You're going to have to. If we do another sample, you're going to have to swing right so I can see. I can't see this way.
Yeah.
And 53 Yankee.
Copy that. Is that soil or rock?
That's soil. I can't see to get a rock.
Okay.
Go forward just a little bit, James.
Okay.
Except you're going to get yourself in a box here.
Yeah, that's all right.
Whoa. Well, a little more, sorry. A little more. Okay. Get it?
I will.
Got it. Can't see the limb anymore. Okay, the rock fragments. That's 54, Yankee.
You got a rock right in front of you, don't you?
I see it.
Rolled over.
Rolled over. LRV frame for that sample. Looks like about 60.
Copy that.
60, have I taken 60 pictures? But these rock fields are something else again.
Yep, 60.
Looks like some of our gray variety of sub-floor up here. Around the rim of that little crater. You know, I'm starting to think that maybe the gray, relatively non-vesicular subfloor may be deeper fraction based on what we saw. Well, actually, though, let's see. That could have been overturned. I don't know. Take that back. There just isn't much of it around here, although we saw a lot of it in the wall of Cochise.
Roger. Roger, we got
Where do you think this is, San Luray?
We're at 252, 0.9.
I wouldn't doubt it at all.
What's that San Luray?
We're on the east side of it, Mariner and San Luray. We're shallow, filled with rock.
As close as we can tell, you're at one or the other of them.
Well, I tell you, there are a lot. Okay, we're at 250.9.
Copy
Mariner
that.
Should look pretty fresh.
Copy that.
Well, I certainly don't see much variety other than the gray and the tan subfloor variety. There's the old Challenger.
There she is. Pretty as a picture.
Good. Well, I tell you, there's no getting out of this stuff. You go from one to the other.
Okay, in 17 Gene, if the range
not,
is 0.1, we're going to deploy the quarter-pound charge, and that'll be Jack getting off to deploy it like we talked about last night.
Okay. That's EP2, JP2, right. Bob, we are moving in and out of areas of 1% to 5 to 10% blockiness. And the where it gets blocky, the not only is it more blocky, but we seem to have more of the medium-sized craters in the range of 20 to 50 meter diameter craters. That may be Mariner right there. How do you read, Bob?
Loud and clear. Loud and clear.
Hey, Van Zurg, let me mention again, was an unusual experience in the plains geology here. That must be part of San Luray or Mariner 1.
Yeah, that's pretty deep. Very deep.
Yeah, it is.
And very big.
Yeah. We're at 252 and 0.6.
Copy
the
that.
Crater on our left, that is south of us, is a large crater that's somewhat deeper than the craters of the same size that we've seen. And it, too, though, has its blocks mainly, large blocks mainly in the walls, although there are blocks up here in the rim, occasionally up to 3 meters. That's ring of blocks over there. That may be it. That's an edge of a crater, I guess.
A picture of that?
Got it.
Look at where that thing's fractured.
Yeah, this is the San Luray-Louis complex. Do you see how elongated it is?
Yeah, yeah. In fact, we're going to cut right through the western half here.
We're at 244.4.
Copy that.
Bob, I may have said early on up there at Van Zurg that I saw a subfloor, but we never did sample any that I know of. And the dust was thick enough that I'm just not sure. The breaches were the most obvious thing there.
Okay, most interesting.
It might have been a window in the planes here of some kind, but it's strange to see it there with so much subfloor all around it that we saw.
And, Jack, you're going to get a feed wire tone pretty soon.
Got it. Hey, I should be in off now. 252 and point two.
Copy that.
And, there she is.
As soon as we get to the 0.1, let's stop and deploy the charge.
All right. Okay, and then I guess I'll head back to the LEMP. I don't go to the, but you want to go to the LSEP? I think I'm going to. When do I go to the, you go to the SEP. That's right. Yeah, I go to SEP when I,
We're going to let you play the return to the LSEP game there, Jack. We've got a few things for you to do out there when the time comes.
Okay. Point one, though. We're almost to SEP. We're about,
Roger, it'll be just short of the SEP.
50 meters from SEP.
Is it short of the antenna?
Well,
we'd like to have this east.
See, we can get to the end of the antenna.
Well, no, don't. Let's have it east of the antenna. If we are there, let's deploy it right where you are.
Okay, we're about 30 meters east of the antenna. How's that?
That sounds great.
Okay, and we're 221 and point two. 221 and point two.
Copy that.
There's a rock I stood up down there. That
and
I
a DP number two that we're after, Jack, in case you're
rock. Okay. Hey, our gate's open. It's open?
Yeah.
But it looks like everything's here.
How about the big bag?
Big bag's here.
Is that the gate or the pallet?
It wouldn't dare run away.
The gate or the pallet?
The pallet, I'm sorry.
Well, that's worse.
Seems to ride all right that way. Oh, that dust is getting in everything. Okay, I'm going to leave the gate like it is. Seems to be all right. Okay. Okay, EP2. Where is the... There it is. Hey, Jack, you're just going to walk back from here, aren't you?
I can, yeah.
Well, why don't you just go turn the SEP receiver off? Well, we did that. The receiver's all done.
Sure, the transmitter. But you got to come out here anyway.
Yeah, I got to come out here.
Forget it.
I can do it. No, I was just reading ahead, but no sense. Forget it. One thing I want you... Okay, pin one. Hold and safe. Pin two. Hold and safe. Pin three is hold and safe.
Copy all those.
And I'll try to put it in a depression. I'm going to put it in a depression if you want. Okay. And then I got to take a pan, huh? Well, a locator, yeah. How about a locator to the limb?
Be fine.
You going to get on, Jack, or walk back? Peter's choice.
I'll get on.
Okay. Okay, locator to the limb. I'll give you a frame count if I can read it.
92.
Copy, 92.
You're going to have to go left a little, I guess.
Go left?
To avoid the antenna.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have to worry
about it. We don't have to worry about it, but I will anyway.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll take it easy.
I'll try.
Close enough so I can reach down and use the focus of support.
Where is it?
It's out over here. Between the...
On which side of that antenna?
It's,
Oh, there it is, right there?
No, no, it's out. It's on the... It's near the limb.
Oh, okay. Here. I can go across this thing. I already did. That bag is empty, isn't it?
Yeah, that's one I lost. I mean, I dropped.
Like you got over.
Yep.
Yeah. I think it's that one there that's sort of dark.
Up there, straight ahead?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Bryant, that must be it.
That's it, yeah. Can you swing over so I can lean on the rover when I...
No.
That's good. Oh, that's good. Good. Perfect.
Okay,
go off.
I am now.
I hate to get run over this late in the game.
But now, what did I do that for?
I wanted to kick it under.
Yeah.
Yeah, while you're under there, would you check my transmission, please? Any bubbles on the inside of the tires? Okay, have you got it?
Yeah, I got it. Hey, Bob, I got my rock. That's halfway between the step and the limb. Wait, let me put in a big bag. In a big bag.
Is this that,
bag,
is this that brown one you saw here before, Jack?
Okay, go ahead. No, it's a gray one.
Okay.
Oops. Okay?
Yeah, I just lost the sample. In my pocket, I guess. Let me get some tongs.
Okay.
And you go ahead. I'll walk right here.
EVA time, 5 hours, 44 minutes.
Okay, Bob, I'm back at the limb.
Roger, we have you back.
151, 12.0, and 001. Well,
wait a minute. You get it?
I gotta get your bag.
I got it.
Get your bag off. I'm reading 8-0 on the amps. 7-8 on the amps. Correction, that's amp hours. Voltage is 6-2 and 6-5. Battery 1 is 1-3-2. Forget 0. Motor temps are 200 and 210 on the rear. 200 and 250 on the front, forward.
Okay, we copy that. Okay, and let me brief you here on the closeout tonight, 17. Number of things we're going to do here that are slightly different. We got some stuff for you over at the Alsep, Jack, and I'll get with you when you go over there. Nothing we have to worry about in the meanwhile. When we unload the rover, we're going to take the SESC out. We're going to use that to collect the contaminated sample out behind the foot pad there, as per planned. And when we take the Travis gravimeter off, we're going to want to get both a grav and a bias reading because the pallet was swinging in the breeze there. Otherwise, let's press on with a closeout, and we'll get with you as times change.
Core tubes are going in seven.
Okay, I copy that.
Should have TV, Bob.
Roger, we have TV. Thank you.
You get my bag already?
Yeah. Convenient place for you to put it.
Why don't we get it now, and then we can have this bag
That probably
let's get it now. We get the bag cleaned up. We can
Roger,
put it in
there's probably
five.
Not very many convenient places to put it. That sounds like a good idea to me.
Okay, let me get my scoop. Get your scoop. Let's get it over with. Now, say again, Bob, you want that, I don't have a scoop. I don't even have a rake.
They're both gone, huh?
Yep. Use your rover sampler.
Yep.
They both fell off when that thing opened.
Yep.
Here's the full core tube we can't forget.
Yeah, oh, that goes in,
the room port?
Yeah, why don't you get that scoop off and I'll put it over here in four. I mean, in seven.
That was a good time to lose it. I'm glad we didn't lose it any earlier. If we're going to lose it, that couldn't have been more ideal.
Well, it's appropriate, I guess.
The other two, we got two empty core tubes. Feel like we took a lot of them, though.
We'll get it. We'll use them, maybe.
Back here.
Okay, we confirmed
okay,
that three full core tubes is the only one to worry about bringing back, though.
Here's your thing.
We'll go.
We're going to get this SDSC now and get out of the way, Bob.
Roger, we agree with that.
Okay. Minus Z, huh?
You want it in front of the minus Z foot pad.
Roger. Sort of underneath where
looks
you probably
like
had
plate.
The solar side of the cosmic ray experiment there. Between the
yep.
SES, between the foot pad and the ALSEP doors there. Your feed waters are up 17, so things look good.
Thank you. Keep that white thing off for me. Yeah. Here, let me get that. There you go.
Bag 4 at the foot pad.
Copy that. We also got SCP-3 with the rover samples in it on the rover. If you have any, yeah, you have some of those today.
No, we emptied those into five.
Okay, copy that.
Okay, Bob, the gravimeter's on the surface, and you want a gravity reading and then a bias reading. Is that correct?
Roger, we get the grav first.
Okay, Bob, mark it. Let's see, where am I?
Copy that.
What'd you do with it?
Okay. Gravimeter.
You got another big rock over here from the, it's in my foot pan. That's from Station 9, right?
Yeah. That's what I told them.
Station 9, I got a football-sized rock, and I put it in there.
Well, we literally lost one clamp. See what we got left on here.
Okay, G's football-sized rock. Looks like it might be glass-coated. And it might even have a shatter cone or two on it.
Okay, Jack.
Okay, I'll let you get
I don't know what you're focused on,
and
but here's his rock.
And, Jack, we're making plans here to change the camera usage at the end of the EVA here. And we're going to let you take the commander's camera out to the ALSEP and take a few photos which people think we need. And Gene's going to take your camera out and document the geophone when he deploys it. We will not deploy it for the long-term experiment, however. And we'll bring both back and carry them to the ETB when we get done.
Okay. Okay, we gotta reverse the rules of the cameras here.
While you're getting there, we gotta doff our harnesses. Let me, before you take this, are you gonna start loading ETB yet or not?
Well, I'm just about there.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll be right with you. Okay, Bob, I've got the cosmic ray and the ETB.
Roger, copy that. It's been in there all along, hasn't it?
Yep. Mag, Foxtrot, or Franny, I guess we changed it to. Mag, Donna, a DSEA. Echo. Mag, Linda. Mag, Mary. Through the 500?
Roger, we're through the 500.
the cosmic ray. Did you put that in ETB already?
Yeah, okay.
Not like the 500 is working anymore anyway.
It was working last time I used it.
Yeah,
there it is.
Okay, film cycle. Three times. Karen is in.
Copy that. That sounds like all of them to us.
Okay, and they're 200 cameras.
Roger.
Bob, I'm reading 670-010-701. 670-010-701.
Okay, copy that. We're ready for a bias, Gene.
Don't leave it there. Give it now. Don't leave it there.
Oh,
I'll leave
right.
it here.
You got it.
We'll play games with the extension handle, but that's all right.
Okay, let me set them over here. Where am I? Okay, the big bag, all those.
Don't need the other example or anything. Your extension handles when the pallet came open?
Yes, but we can. I can still drive a core with the hammer if we need to.
Okay, copy that.
I think. Yeah, one went with the rig and one went with the scoop. Okay, Bob, as I read down that page, it looks like we got it. The ETB check, I think we had four mags in there and a DSEA and the maps and the cosmic ray.
Sure, I think we got six mags.
And I guess I'm ready to go to the...
Oh.
Wait a minute, I want you to do some...
Okay, one
mags, is it?
One
you
further question.
We don't have...
All the FSRs get off the rover into the big bags.
That's firm. Yeah.
This is the disc one you need anyway, that's colored. I'd see if you can grab a couple.
I've got it right here. Boy, are you dirty.
I know it.
Let's see. I don't know where I can get you.
No, you can't.
Ed, you got your camera in the way.
Oh, just take it straight on. That's all right.
That's sort of... Building, okay. such pose. Let me give it a little different. Focus. That looks good.
Okay.
Got one more over here. Have your pick. One more.
How's like this?
Okay.
You got that camera. That's the color camera.
Yeah.
You take it.
Okay.
I gotta go get a neutron flux probe, I guess.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's gonna be easy to pull out.
Okay.
Okay, let's see if I got everything in here.
You ready for me to go to the outset?
Roger, we're ready for both of you guys now.
Bob?
Roger, go ahead.
Hello, Houston.
Hello, 17. Stand by. I think we're having a site handover or something.
Houston, do you read? Gene, do you read me?
Yeah, I read you.
Okay, 17, we got a site change over there, and we've got you again.
Are you ready for me to go to the outstep?
Raj, we're ready for both of you guys now.
What do you mean? I'm headed for the outstep.
Dean, are you ready for a jacket on the outstep now?
Yeah, he's gone. He's good. I'm ready to get on and go to the VIP site. Wait a minute, Jack. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Where are you?
We're trying to be
come
subtle,
on back here,
guy.
Come on back here, Matt. I didn't realize you were going out there quite so soon.
Well, I just looked to see where it is.
There, what'd you
do with that?
How about this one? You got it?
What was that happen at one of my foot pan?
I put it in the big bag.
Okay.
Here we go, Jack. Right. There's one here. There, all right? Yeah. Let me get so you don't get it too dirty. Help you. Very good.
You hold it.
Okay. Got it?
Yep.
About over here. Right over here against that background. Yep. in before we close out our EVA. We understand that there are young people in Houston today who have been effectively touring our country, young people from countries all over the world, effectively touring our country, had the opportunity to watch the launch of Apollo 17, hopefully had an opportunity to meet some of our young people in our country, and we'd like to say, first of all, welcome, and we hope you enjoyed your stay. Second of all, I think probably one of the most significant things we can think about when we think about Apollo is that it has opened for us being the world, a challenge of the future. The door is now cracked, but the promise of that future lies in the young people, not just in America, but the young people all over the world, learning to live and learning to work together. In order to remind all the peoples of the world, in so many countries throughout the world, that this is what we all are striving for in the future, Jack has picked up a very significant rock, typical of what we have here in the Valley of Torres Litro. It's a rock composed of many fragments of many sizes and many shapes, probably from all parts of the moon, perhaps millions of years old. But a rock of all sizes and shapes, fragments of all sizes and shapes, and even colors that have grown together and become a cohesive rock, outlasting the nature of space, sort of living together in a very coherent, very peaceful manner. When we return this rock, or some of the others like it to Houston, we'd like to share a piece of this rock with so many of the countries throughout the world. We hope that this will be a symbol of what our feelings are, what the feelings of the Apollo program are, and a symbol of mankind that we can live in peace and harmony in the future.
A portion of a rock will be sent to a representative agency or museum in each of the countries represented by the young people in Houston today. And we hope that they will, that rock and the students themselves, will carry with them our good wishes, not only for the new year coming up, but also for themselves, their countries, and all mankind in the future. Put that in the big bag, Gino.
In the big bag.
Roger.
We salute you, promise of the future.
We thank you for your sentiments and your interest.
And now, let me bring this camera around. To commemorate not just Apollo 17's visit to the Valley of Torres Litro, but as an everlasting commemoration of what the real meaning of Apollo is to the world, we'd like to uncover a plaque that has been on the leg of our spacecraft that we have climbed down many times over the last 3 days. And I'll read what that plaque says to you. First of all, it has a picture of the world, two pictures, one of the North America and one of South America. The other covers the other half of the world, including Africa, Asia, Europe, Australia. Covers the North Pole and the South Pole. In between these two hemispheres, we have a pictorial view of the moon, a pictorial view of where all the Apollo landings have been made. So then when this plaque is seen again by others who come, they will know where it all started. The words, "Our here man completed his first exploration of the moon. December 1972, AD. May the spirit of peace in which we came be reflected in the lives of all mankind. It's signed, Eugene A. Cernan, Ronald E. Evans, Harrison H. Smith, and most prominently, Richard M. Nixon, President of the United States of America. This is our commemoration that will be here until someone like us, until some of you out there who are the promise of the future, come back to read it again and to further the expiration and the meaning of Apollo.
Roger, Dean, we in Houston copy that and echo your sentiments. And Dr. Fletcher is here beside me. I'd like to say a word to the two of you.
Dean and Jack, I've been in close touch with the White House, and the President has been following very closely your absolutely fascinating work up there. He'd like to wish you Godspeed as you return to Earth. And I'd like to personally second that. Congratulations. We'll see you in a few days. Over.
Thank you, Dr. Fletcher. We appreciate your comments, and we certainly appreciate those of the President. And whether it be civilian or military, I think Jack and I would both like to give our salute to America.
And Dr. Fletcher, if I may, I'd like to remind everybody, I'm sure something they're aware, but this valley of history has seen mankind complete its first evolutionary steps into the universe, leaving the planet Earth and going forward into the universe. I think no more significant contribution has Apollo made to history. It's not often that you can foretell history, but I think we can in this case. And I think everybody ought to feel very proud of that fact. Thank you very much.
We'll see you in a little bit.
Okay, Babe, let's go to the... Bob, I owe you a bias reading.
Okay, or you can get it later. There's no hurry on that. And we're off to the ALSEP.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to you right now.
Okay, ready to copy. I presume you have a UHT out of the ALSEP, Jack.
That's firm. 337-417-101.
Okay, copy that.
Are you through with this?
Roger.
Bob?
Roger, we're through with it.
Be kind. Well, I love it, and I'm sure it did a good job.
But we're not through with you, Gene, so don't throw yourself too far.
No, sir. I just don't want to hit old Challenger there. That was unkind. You get the javelin. That was unkind.
Roger, Dean.
I didn't throw it as far as I could.
We timed the parabola for that, and we have one excellent measurement of G on the moon now.
Yeah, I didn't get you a pendulum, but I don't know where I would, Bob. Okay, I'm going to have to take you up to the VIP site.
Okay, we're ready for that.
Did you concur?
Okay.
Now, let me make sure I got everything. Okay.
We won't have a picture while Gene Cernan drives the rover to the VIP site, the very important place where the rover will be left. He will turn the television back on after reaching that site.
Feed me through the limb, huh?
Roger, read you through the LEM. You guys both read me through the LEM.
That's firm. Okay, the first thing I want to do, tell John I'm going to do it exactly like he wants. Okay. The camera is under the seat, I hope. Let me look. Yeah, camera's there. Jack, did you do something with the dust brush?
No.
It was under the seat, right?
It was, yeah.
Yeah, I want to make sure it is, because I'll need it out there.
No, wait a minute. I don't know that it's there now.
Well, I want to make sure that I can get something to dust with.
Okay, and Jack, as you go out to the ALSEP, let me
get
in on your next 3 hours worth of work out there repairing the ALSEP, all right? Over.
Okay, go ahead. I'm here.
Okay, number one, we want to retrieve the UHT, and I quote, tap sharply. That's sharply on the gimbal, which is the center section there with a little square metal piece in the middle. Tap sharply on the gimbal with the UHT, and then re-verify the level on the LSG. We'll check response here in mission control after you've done that.
You mean tap on the thing that swings?
That's what they say.
You always wanted to do that, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, let me see if I can get a clean UHD to do that. Okay, Bob, everything is zeroed.
Okay, and I'll be talking to Jack here, Gene, for a while. You can interrupt with your comments over talking over me, and I'll try and copy him.
One comment, I got a flag on the other battery, 139 degrees.
Okay, we copy that.
How much is sharply?
Sharply is sharply. It's probably not heavily, but sharply. Fairly light, but sharp.
On the edge?
No, you see that little square metal piece?
On the edge?
You see that little square metal piece on there? You could just sort of wrap it.
Oh,
on
yeah.
That.
Metal piece on. Okay. There goes. I did it.
Okay, and then it says...
Can we do it again?
Stand by.
That was sort of a moderate hard tap.
Go ahead and hit it harder.
It is level.
Hit it harder, please.
Okay. Okay. I can hit it harder yet.
Okay, we've observed something there. Stand by.
Bob, you might be getting TV the way the antenna's oriented right now.
Okay, Jack, go ahead. We'll do some more stuff here. In the meanwhile, while they're thinking about what's wrong with it, did you just tap it again?
No, I didn't touch it. I'm over at the central station now.
Okay, they're looking at it. All right, now we want to take some photographs at the central station and a few selected photographs of the ALSEP. Number one, we want a 7-foot cross sun to the south of the ALSEP, central station, and then a 7-foot down sun of the central station. Over.
Okay, 7-foot cross sun to the south.
That's what it says.
And then a down sun.
Roger, 7-foot down sun.
You might tell me what they're trying to get with it. I might be able to help them.
Okay, I presume that what this means is looking to the south. It was cross sun originally. I suspect that's what happened here, the way it was written up. So it's a 7-foot looking at all the switches to make sure you guys turn in the right way, I suppose. And then a 7-foot looking down sun, so that would be facing west, that side of it.
Okay, I got it. What else?
Okay, now there's a problem with the central station, which they think the south end of it's buried more deeply in the dirt than they had intended, and the central station is at present time getting very warm on the back side, on the south side there, which they believe you probably buried in the ground when you were trying to tilt it to the proper alignment. They're requesting that when you're at the ALSEP, you remove any soil buildup or debris with a convenient tool. They don't want you to touch it because it's fairly warm. But if you have a UHT or something to move it, do you have the UHT with you or something with you that you can brush that soil aside with?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You know the
section... It is piled up there. That's a good call.
Okay. They'd like that brushed away. You can give me a
Fortunately,
call.
Fortunately, I brought my handy-dandy rover sampler up.
Okay, you can brush that aside and give me a call when you think that's cleared up the way it ought to be. That's probably one of those things we didn't think about when we decided to tilt the central station.
Well, you couldn't anticipate the soil, Bob. It's very soft. Bob, we are at dip.
Okay, and Ed Fendel is hard on my back to remind you that it's better to be too far away than too close.
Roger. All right. I thought I was, but I think I may move just a little bit. There's a little riser I can give you. All right, I'll give it to you.
Okay.
By the way, Bob, the soil gets more cohesive with depth. I hadn't really noticed that before.
Okay, we copy that. Really noted.
It's quite a bit more cohesive. It feels about the same down to 3 centimeters out here. And then the cohesion goes up, so it's difficult to scrape with a rover sampler.
All right, copy that, Chip.